Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, August 22nd. I'm Mark Daniels. Green Bay Packers wrapped up their practice week in advance of Friday night's game against the Seattle Seahawks, but head coach Mike McCarthy was not pleased with the only padded practice of the week, and it was everybody. Just when you thought Mason Crosby had found his groove in St. Louis, he missed three kicks in a row.
That's not a good day. He didn't have a good day, like a lot of other guys. Didn't have a very good day today, so... there's plenty of that to go around if you want to write about that stuff.
He was a little on the grumpy side. I asked veteran defensive back Jared Bush if you can sense when the guys are having an off day on the practice field.
We got a lot of young guys, you know. It was a thorough practice. We put on pads. I mean, I think this fatigue kind of set in. But we got to rise above it and keep playing to the standard that, you know, that we're used to playing. We got this rest. We got a day off tomorrow. Get ready for Seattle. So I think we'll be all right.
There was at least one player smiling. Seventh-round draft choice Charles Johnson injured a knee on the second day of the organized team activities back in the spring, but he finally got medical clearance to get on the practice field.
It feels great to be back out there. I mean, be out there with the guys. It's been so long. I'm kind of out there like, man, I don't even know what's going on anymore. It's been a while. But I was very excited when the doctor said I was able to go out there and do some things today. So, I mean, I look forward to keep on progressing and getting more opportunities and see where it goes from there.
As for the game, Packers taking on the Seahawks, a playoff team from a year ago. Aaron Rodgers expected to play the most he has all preseason, but even with limited snaps, he says it's important to show.
It's nothing like live reps when they matter in the preseason, even though they don't technically matter in the win-loss column. It's important to get out there and make sure you're thinking about the right kind of things and making the plays and not making those mistakes. But a lot of young guys are playing. It's preseason football. There's going to be those mistakes. And it's interesting to see who separates themselves in the live game action.
Packers and Seahawks kick it off at 7 o'clock Friday night at Lambeau Field. The high school football season kicks off Friday night across the state, but a couple of games are moving to Thursday. In the Green Bay area, East and West will meet for the 108th time Thursday night to not conflict with the Packers game. Same for the Ashwaubenon Jaguars hosting Green Bay Preble. A lot of money was spent at the high school this summer to install a new field turf surface and brand new lights. Junior quarterback James Morgan, what do you think of the new digs?
It's awesome, man. This field is great. It's so nice and soft, and it's like one of my receivers laid out for a ball and he felt like he was laying down in a bed or something, you know. So it's awesome. It's great.
It's always fun to have high school football back. Now to baseball. Milwaukee Brewers and St. Louis Cardinals wrapped up the series and the homestand at Miller Park. Cardinals take the rubber game by a score of 8-6. Scored a run in the first and then erupt for six runs in the second inning off starter and loser Tom Gorzolani, who hopes this doesn't cost him a spot in the rotation.
Pitching is important to me no matter what. I like being a starter and something I've done most of my career, and I want to do the best that I can in any position.
Carlos Beltran, Alan Craig, and Matt Holliday all go deep for the Cardinals. Jake Westbrook helped himself with a two-run double, but he wasn't around to get the decision because the Brewers rallied. Ramos Ramirez with a home run. Logan Schaefer went deep late, and manager Ron Renicki at least appreciated the fight in his team.
I'm happy we're still battling. I'm happy we're getting a lot of people on base and giving us a chance to win a ball game or to tie it. I think anytime you get when you're behind that far and you battle back and you get the tie and run to the plate, I think it's a good day.
Brewers are off on Thursday. They'll open up a three-game series in Cincinnati on the weekend. Cardinals pulled to within a game of the lead in the Central Division because the Pittsburgh Pirates lost to the San Diego Padres 2-1. Ian Kennedy went seven scoreless innings with eight strikeouts. Garrett Cole took the hard luck loss, saying, "I let my team down."
You know, I've just felt like I let a pretty good opportunity slip away. Because, you know, we had an opportunity to come in here and sweep and, set the tone for the San Francisco series. And, you know, I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to better help the team.
Elsewhere, Cincinnati only a couple of games back. The Reds beat the Diamondbacks by a score of 10-7. Todd Frazier says we were kind of fortunate, almost letting an 8-0 lead get away.
It's humbling. It's weird. It's confusing at times. And all in all, you're trying to win, and, you know, no matter what. You get the W, you're happy at the end.
Philadelphia Phillies beat the Colorado Rockies by a score of 4-3. The Dodgers over Miami 4-1. Zach Greinke getting the win. He improves to 12-3 on the season.
Maybe I'm pitching better than I realize, but just haven't made a ton of mistakes. Honey fixed some mechanical stuff and throwing harder and locating better. So that's kind of been the benefit. Changeup's been the best it's been in my career.
The Washington Nationals keeping the Chicago Cubs in the basement of the NL Central 11-6. Scott Harrison and Jason Worth each with three-run home runs. And the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 4-1 in 10 innings. Chris Johnson with a three-run home run in the top of the 10th. But the story coming out of Citi Field, Jason Hayward, the Braves outfielder, hit in the face by a pitch, fractured his jaw. Manager Freddie Gonzalez says they were able to at least talk to him before he went to the hospital.
He never lost consciousness. I mean, he was talking the whole time when he got hit with the ball, and then before they took him to the hospital, he popped his head in the dugout and said bye to some of the guys. So, and I had a chance to talk to him.
Hayward will have surgery, and his season has likely come to an end. In the American League, Seattle beat Oakland 5-3. Indians over the Angels 3-1 to complete a sweep. Nick Swisher with a two-run home run. The New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-2 as Alfonso Soriano hit a two-run home run in the eighth inning. But in the first, Ichiro Suzuki with a base hit. The 39-year-old recording the 4,000th hit of his professional career, which also spanned 9 seasons in Japan. Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 4-2. Chris Davis with the 46th home run of the season. Detroit over Minnesota 7-1. Miguel Cabrera, a three-run double, now leads the majors with 123 runs batted in. Texas knocks off Houston 5-4 as Elvis Andrus hits a sac fly in the bottom of the ninth. And the White Sox over the Royals 5-2. Interleague play at Boston. Clobber the San Francisco Giants 12-1 to reclaim first in the American League East. Minor League Baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the defending Midwest League champions, now in real danger of missing the playoffs, falling on the road at Clinton 4-3, their third loss in a row. They now trail the Lumber Kings by 6 games for the final wild card spot with only 12 left to go in the regular season. The NCAA has granted a waiver to the Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball program that will allow 6'6 Rutgers transfer Vincent Garrett to play this season for the Green Bay Phoenix. Maria Sharapova will not play in the final Grand Slam event, the U.S. Open, starting Monday in New York. She's pulling out because of shoulder bursitis. She was knocked out in the second round by Sloane Stephens in Cincinnati last week and fired her coach, Jimmy Connors, after just one weekend together. In golf, the PGA playoffs, the FedEx Cup begins. The first stop, the Barclays in New Jersey, although Tiger Woods took a pass on the Pro-Am on Wednesday. We had a rough night.
My neck and back are a little bit stiff, and it was stiff this morning after a soft bed. And, you know, it's just one of those things about sleeping in hotels, and I didn't want to push it. So just took it easy and chipped and putted.
93rd Wisconsin State Open Golf Championship wrapped up at Tuckaway and Franklin, and Jim Lemon, who tried for a decade to make it on the Canadian Tour and the pros, now plays when he can, and he played very well. As they played 36 on the final day, Lemon shot a 70-70 and finished at 8 under par. He was down 2 shots with 3 to play, but Ryan Helminen of Menasha bogeyed the last 2 holes to finish at 7 under and out of it by a stroke. Dan Woltman finished in 3rd at 5 under par. And in basketball news, Chris Paul of the Los Angeles Clippers will have a few more responsibilities. There are reports that say Paul has been elected president of the National Basketball Players Association. He is replacing Derek Fisher as the Players Union president. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.